The new Coast Guard, Illinois' Lake Michigan shoreline habitat, gets a landmark boost. Story by Todd Main. In December 2010, Governor Quinn announced a major protection program for Illinois' portion of Lake Michigan through the creation of the Illinois Coastal Management Program. Created by Executive Order 10-14, the CMP is a partnership with the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration that will provide up to $2 million in federal support to preserve, protect, restore, and, where possible, enhance coastal resources in Illinois for this and succeeding generations. The program will also seek to improve the quality of decision-making by the state and coastal communities, resulting in more effective outcomes. Over the last two centuries, Illinois' coast has undergone nearly a complete metamorphosis. We have modified its hydrology, developed the infrastructure that supports a world-class industrial and transportation center, and invented the skyscrapers that today grace our shoreline. With all of these changes, it is remarkable that our coastal resources still contain some of the richest, rarest, and most diverse complex of plants and animal species and natural habitat areas in the state. The environmental legacy of our industrial sites and the needs and demands of a growing and vibrant urban community create an intricate set of issues to balance as we invest in programs that seek to restore our ecosystems and meet the increasing demands for open space, recreation, and public access. The new programs will address the following areas. Invasive species. The CMP will include mitigation and long-term sustainable solutions to terrestrial invasive species. Strategies for controlling aquatic invasive species will focus on the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal and controlling movement between the Illinois River and Lake Michigan basins. Habitat, ecosystems, and natural area restoration. The CMP will focus on the undeveloped portions of shoreline in Cook and Lake counties, immediately north of Chicago to the Wisconsin state line and south of Chicago to the Indiana state line. These areas include North Point Marina, Illinois Beach State Park, Waukegan Beach, the Great Lakes Naval Training Center, Spring Bluff Forest Preserve, and wooded ravines along the Lake Michigan Bluffs. The Chicago River and North Shore Channel corridors and the Wilmette Harbor include important habitats. The Little Calumet and Grand Calumet River corridors, as well as Lake Calumet and Calumet River and their surrounding wetland areas, will also be addressed. The important habitat areas contain some of the most degraded industrial sites. Areas of concern. Waukegan Harbor is the only designated area of concern in Illinois. 6 of 14 use impairments have been identified, including restrictions on fish and wildlife consumption, benthos degradation, restrictions on dredging, beach closings, degradation of phytoplankton, population and loss of fish and wildlife habitat. A priority list will be developed for projects in Waukegan Harbor, Waukegan Lakefront, and the Waukegan River watershed. Persistent bioaccumulative toxins. Toxic issues in northeastern Illinois generally are legacy issues from our industrial past. Most are well documented and concentrated in the river sediments, brownfield areas, and Superfund sites. Site-specific strategies for each property will be developed, as well as priorities for long-term restorations as appropriate. Sustainable development. The CMP will focus on the development of strategies to mitigate and adapt to climate change, including reducing individual carbon footprints and expanding the use of our natural resources to act as carbon sinks. Non-point source pollution. Non-point source pollution is primarily related to stormwater management, which for the most part is managed, treated, and ultimately discharged away from the Lake Michigan Basin. Despite the investment of billions of dollars over decades, basement flooding and diversion of untreated sewage into Lake Michigan are not uncommon across the region. The program will facilitate discussions of expanding the use of green infrastructure to control stormwater, promote groundwater recharge, and reduce flooding. Information and indicators. The CMP will identify existing and ongoing data collections for indicators, identify data gaps, develop priorities for future data collection efforts, and assist in the collaborative development of sustainability indicators. Coastal communities will benefit from resources available through the CMP. Local and state agencies and nonprofit organizations will be eligible to apply and receive funds. Examples of how other states' communities have used these funds include low-cost construction projects such as dune walkovers and boat launches, planning and creation of beach access points, reinvigorating economically depressed waterfront areas, preventing and monitoring beach erosion, providing technical assistance on shore protection and bluff stabilization, providing assistance for local planning in coastal areas. The types of activities that can be funded are broadly defined and will be left to the creativity of eligible applicants as long as the goals of the CMP are addressed and the projects are located within the CMP boundary.